If you know your American history, you'll associate the first week of July with the Revolutionary War and names like George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and Paul Revere.
Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75.
But even though the Revolutionary War was all about rebelling against England, our mother country, we can't escape the fact that Great Britain is the basis of our roots. And over the last century, the relationship with our family across the pond has strengthened through everything from supporting each other during world wars to enjoying a shared love of entertainment, and especially music. If you'd like to explore our British roots and be a Brit for a day or evening, so to speak, you can actually do just that in Rapid City. The Wobbly Bobby, from a 19th century nickname for London police officers, is an attempt to recreate a British pub in America's heartland, as well as pay homage to our Brit cousins, wherever they are. Stepping into the darkened recesses of the pub from Rapid City's fanfare is reminiscent of those I visited in Scotland many years ago. Dark wood, marble floors, mellow atmosphere, and kilts.
We really have a lot of fun with that. And our male bartender, female bartenders, they all are in kilts. And we do have customers come in with their kilts on once in a while and have an ale with us.
Bob Fuchs is the managing partner of the Wobbly Bobby. He admits that part of the idea for the British pub was to bring something different to Rapid City, which already has Irish pubs. But Fuchs adds that his own love of the British culture, especially Brit TV, did play a role in the decision.
You know, it really did. We really enjoy that show, Doc Martin. And a lot of those, that dry sense of humor that comes from the Brits. And that's part of it. It's even the stuff we have on the walls is very much British, and all our pictures and artifacts and things like that come from England.
There's also British ale and British food. Shane Trudeau is one of the British pub's bartenders. Although he's never worn a kilt before, Shane has no problems with it.
I enjoy it. I like it. Don't mind it at all.
That may be due to his Irish heritage, but Shane is also quick to point out that the word British includes England, Wales, and Scotland. It also includes Northern Ireland. Shane says he enjoys the environment of the pub as well.
A lot of the other places, I don't want to say we're less busy than they are, but being we're a little more laid back, you're able to come in, have a conversation pretty much from open to close. You know, you don't really have too many people blaring a jukebox or, you know, getting in altercations or whatever that you may have other places.
Of course, the customers are the true judges in any pub.
So you've been to a British pub?
Yeah, in London. Actually, this environment here is what it would be like in London.
I am a regular at the brew pub. You gotta love the Wobbly Bobby.
Do you feel it's reminiscent of a British pub?
Well, I do. I've been in British pubs, I've been in Scottish pubs, and it's definitely the closest thing we have in Rapid City.
It's quaint. I think it replicates it beautifully.
Those were Yank opinions, but bartender Shane Trudeau says Brit visitors have also given the pub praise.
A few of the British customers we have, they'll be the first ones to tell you this is not a British pub. But a lot of the others take it on the chin, you know, and they enjoy it.
Some Brits who have a problem with the Wobbly Bobby are upset over signage.
Our restrooms say blokes and lasses, and they say in England should say blokes and birds.
Minor point. Now, if you really want to have a full Brit experience, you can take a ride on one of two double-decker buses from England that are cruising around downtown Rapid City. There's no charge, it's a comfortable ride, and you get to see the town from, well, a low-flying bird's point of view. This is nothing new for 9-year-old Birdie, who rode on a double-decker bus in New York City when she was 5.
Oh, you get around, huh?
Yeah.
Then there was this interesting pair.
Kate.
Okay, and what about you, dear?
Grace.
And how do you feel about being here on this Brit bus?
I'm quite happy.
Are you? And what about you, dear?
I'm quite happy, too.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
It's amazing how a little shift in culture can change your accent. The Wobbly Bobby is operating the British buses through the remainder of the summer. Riding on one may not make you feel like you're in London, but you never know
Kate
who you might meet. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.